Good afternoon. The steady rain from this morning has ended, but we'll still see scattered showers and at least plenty of clouds around for the balance of the daylight hours today, as a warm front that produced heavy rainfall overnight and into the pre-dawn hours continues to press to the north. Now we lie south of the front in tropical humidity, and despite the cloud cover, temperatures today should climb up toward the 80-degree mark. Later on tonight, a cool front will approach from the west, still the risk of a few showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder, and then partially clearing skies toward morning as low temperatures drop back into the lower to mid-60s. This will set us up for an improvement in the weather picture starting tomorrow. Some clouds left over in the morning, then gradually increasing sunshine through the day. The humidity will be way down, and temperatures will even be a touch cooler with highs in the upper 70s. A clear, crisp start on Thursday morning, and mostly sunny and comfortably mild in the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s once again. The humidity stays in check on Friday with dry weather, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. By the weekend, the high pressure center, which will dominate late in the week, will be off into the Atlantic, and this will open the door for the next disturbance to head our way. It will bring with it a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s. And with this disturbance rolling through the Great Lakes and into the region on Sunday, a better chance at showers and thunderstorms for the second half of the weekend and highs right around 80. We should clear things out in time for the beginning of next week with highs on Monday in the lower 80s under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of the Central Plains eastward into the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. A plume of rapidly cooling air with height will extend eastward across the Central Plains and combine with diurnal heating of very moist lower levels of the atmosphere. This will result in moderate to strong surface-based instability in advance of a cold front. Forcing for ascent associated with the southeastward moving batch of energy should result in strong to severe thunderstorm development across portions of Kansas and Missouri. With deep layer shear of 40 to 50 knots, more than sufficient for organized severe storms capable of large hail and damaging winds into the late evening hours. Elsewhere, energy trapped under a weak upper-level ridge will trigger showers and thunderstorms over parts of the Southwest, Great Basin, and Southern Rockies through tomorrow morning. Flood watches are out for these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston, showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs right around 80 degrees. The average high temperature at Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1955, and the record low, 45, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:25 p.m., 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, maybe a rumble of thunder with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with additional scattered showers and lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some breaks of sunshine, otherwise mostly cloudy today with the chance of scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with additional scattered showers and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, showers around and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with additional scattered showers and then some clearing with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, additional scattered showers around with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. clouds mixed with a little bit of sunshine and scattered showers this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs right around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with additional scattered showers, then some clearing with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any clouds in the morning will give way to increasing sunshine, much lower humidity in the afternoon, a bit cooler as well in the upper 70s. A comfortable day Thursday, mostly sunny, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Friday. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday. A better chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Highs in the lower 80s and partly sunny in the lower 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.